Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Bobby Henson, live from Sharp Facets Gallery. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery today. We're going to be talking about veterans. We're going to be talking about the William Jennings Bryan Dorn Veterans Home. And with us today is our very special guest, Bobby Henson. I'm sure you all have probably at one point or the other crossed paths with Bobby Henson. She's been involved in public life. She's been a nurse. She's been in the nursing field. She's done a lot of things, and now she is president of the William Jennings Bryan Dorn Veterans Home, which is out there on Scotch Cross Road. So welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Ann. Glad to be here.
It is good to have you here. Now, of course, we're going to be talking a lot about the Veterans Home, the William Jennings Bryan Dorn Veterans Home. In fact, I think it was last week before that Jeff Duncan, or was it the month before, I think, when he was here?
I think it was the month before.
That's right. He was out there. Congressman Jeff Duncan was there. And lots of good things happening out there. But first, we want to talk a little bit about you, Bobby, and let's see, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Dillon, around the PD area.
Okay.
A big farming community.
Big farming community. So, and I understand that, were you into farming at one point?
Absolutely. If you're from the lower part of the state, you farmed.
Well, what did you farm down there?
We had tobacco, cotton, soybeans, corn.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. You grow big mosquitoes down there?
I think they're the biggest in the state.
All right. Well, that was how you grew up. And, of course, farming is a tough life, but it's a good life.
It is. Farming and hard work builds character. That's what my parents always said, you know.
So as you were growing up and working in the fields and doing all this kind of stuff, did you ever say, I want to get the heck out of here?
I absolutely did. I made up my mind at an early age that I definitely would not marry a farmer. So I moved.
So you moved. What brought you to Greenwood?
I was looking for employment,
mm-hmm.
and I understand they didn't do a lot of farming. They had plants and mills.
Okay, so when did you actually move to Greenwood?
In 1974.
1974. Was that after you graduated from high school? Or?
It was after I graduated.
Mm-hmm. And did you come up here to go to school, or?
Well, I was kind of seeking employment, seriously. I was seeking employment, but when I got here, I went to Lander into their nursing program.
So did you find a job when you came here to Greenwood?
I did. I went to work at Self Regional.
Wow.
I sure did.
Is this before you got your nursing degree?
No, that was when I was going in nursing. I worked there as a nursing assistant.
Okay. But as time went on, you've gotten involved in a lot of things. It looks like, what, in 1984, 10 years after you came here, you were hired by Greenwood County as Administrative Assistant Director to the Greenwood Emergency Management Agency. Now, what was that all about? That's a mouthful.
Yeah, that was an exciting job, Ann. I was blessed. In fact, I look back, and I think I was in training for what I'm doing now because it brought me into all aspects of government, federal, state, and local government, and I met a lot of people and a lot of different community agencies. But what we did was when there was a disaster or an emergency, we would always respond to it.
Sure. And I suppose you did training to be prepared for emergencies.
We did. We did training, and we trained others.
Sure.
Yeah.
So did we have an emergency back in 1984? We had an emergency. Was it in its infancy, or what exactly was happening at that time?
Back in 84, I think there was a hurricane or something along the coast because I had been at work approximately a few days. I know I had just gotten started with the county, and my boss said that he had been called to the coast for a hurricane.
So that was a huge hurricane. That was big.
That was the big one.
Yep.
And I forgot the name of it, but I remember him going, and I thought, this is the way to get your feet wet. You know. So he left that week, and that was one of the best training weeks I'd ever had.
It's called function on your own, huh?
That was it. But we survived.
We survived. We didn't even have cell phones that much, you know, really back then. So you really were on your own.
Well, we was on our own.
So now you assisted with hiring, training, supervising Greenwood City, the county, the emergency 9/11 dispatchers. And I guess you also added some other programs to that, did we?
Yeah, back then, back in 84, Mr. Vaughn, Herbert Vaughn, he was the director at that time. And like I said, I was his assistant, and we were over 13 fire departments. I think it was 10 volunteer and 3 municipal. And we were over 911. At that time, when I went on, it wasn't even E911. It was just 911. We worked with EMS, so we just had it all, really. And then through the years, it got separated, and directors, you know,
have been separated
been appointed.
Sure. Of course, the whole program has just gotten bigger and bigger.
Right, yeah. Right.
And now they even have, they practice for disasters every once in a while, too.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
At least once a year they do some big disaster that could happen. Now, after that, you became, in 1994, you were named the Hazmat Coordinator for Greenwood County.
That's the hazardous materials. As you said, we had to do training, and it's required by the state to have a training exercise every year. That's mandated by the state and through FEMA. So during this training and all this, over the years, I did get the experience, and I was appointed as the hazardous materials coordinator for Greenwood County, which required me to, I had to monitor all the chemicals that would come into Greenwood County. I could tell you any time a train was coming by on that railroad track, everybody knew that train and if any chemicals was coming through on it, or the trucks, or which company in town was getting an overshipment, because and they know the state regs is if you are ordering more than what you're supposed to be using, they always throw up a red flag to it.
So you were in the know.
I was in the know.
You were in the know, that's right. But, wow, and then you were appointed by the governor to serve as a local emergency planning committee liaison, performing for all administrative functions. So you have really done it all.
Yeah. But I'll tell you another exciting one is when you going down the bypass, I think it was in on the Lawrence Highway, a plane was trying to land on the highway toward the oncoming traffic. And I'm going, wow. I mean, that is something you're never prepared for. But it, you know, it works. Everything just works. You know, it just works out.
Do you ever have any disasters that you look back on now and you go, how did I ever function in that?
No, but I was a lot younger. I just walked through it.
It's amazing how we change our philosophies as we get older, isn't it? Yeah.
Right.
As kids, we don't mind putting, you know, we've done a lot of crazy things, and as we get older, we look back and go, how the heck did I ever do some of these crazy things?
That's right. I look back and I go, wow.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, whenever you find a lost child, I was with search and rescue with the fire departments. When you found a lost child or an elderly person with Alzheimer's,
wandered off. Yeah.
It makes it just makes everything worth it. It's just worth everything when you can do that. And that's how I came up with the old home place, the name of the old home place, that so many times we would do search and rescue for elderly, you know, who had a little bit of dementia or Alzheimer's. And they always wanted to go back to their old home place. And that's where we would start. You know, it may be down in the Callison area or Curtsy or a way out, and they would always want to go back to the old home place.
Sure.
So that's where we started.
Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I am here with Bobby Hansen today. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, then we'll be right back. So don't you go away.
Happy days, the weekend comes.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch her eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass Greenwood.
You're tuned in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ellen and special guest Bobby Hansen. Live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here with Bobby Hansen. She is now the president of the William Jennings Brian Dorn Veterans Home. That's WJB Dorn Veterans Home right here in Greenwood on 711 Scott Cross Road. She's had quite a service of public service. In fact, she went on to become, she was elected to Greenwood County Council with overwhelming support, and that was in District 2. And how was that to, what made you decide to get into the political arena?
Well, Ann, that was just a challenge. That was really a challenge. Miss Connett, Belle Connett, was on council at that time, and she was a great mentor. She was a great mentor, and she still is. And we became friends, and I had mentioned it to Miss Belle, and she said, well, Bobby, go for it. You know, try it. And it's a goal when you come from a little country town from the PD area, and if anybody's familiar with the PD area, they know exactly what I'm talking about. But you set goals, and that was one of my goals. After I did, I was working with the county, and I had set a goal for myself, and that was to go, you know, to try for county council. And because I had, while I was employed with Greenwood County, I would attend some of the meetings. So I ran for it, and I did it.
You succeeded.
I succeeded.
How was that experience?
It was great. It's a great learning experience. I think more people should volunteer and serve on council or serve as a civic volunteer somewhere in the community. It's eye-opening, really.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I so admire about Greenwood is the fact that we do have so many people that are involved in so many activities, so many charity organizations. If there's an organization in need, we're able to help them. We actually sometimes don't need that much outside support because within Greenwood, we're able to raise the money and do what we need to do.
That's right. That's what I've noticed over the many years since I've been in Greenwood. Like I said, I moved here in 74, and it was a warm, friendly town. It was very friendly, and as me as an outsider coming in. But when I worked at Greenwood County, for Greenwood County, and we would have an emergency, and we've had plenty of them.
Sure.
Greenwood County would pull together as a family, and we supported each other. But yet, when something happened in other counties, Greenwood County was right there supporting them too. So I think really and truly Greenwood has a heart of gold. I really can say that honestly.
Absolutely. So then after you started with the old home place. Now, what gave you the idea to, of course, if anybody knows, that's at 711 Scotch Cross Road. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, saw it because they'd go out there to those beautiful flowers across the street at the greenhouse over there.
Greenhouse.
Yes. And, of course, that's how I remember seeing it. But what gave you the idea? How did you get involved with the old home place, and what happened?
Well, like I said, while I was working for the county, a lot of our seniors would wander off. They would have Alzheimer's or something. And I was doing a lot of training and inspecting a lot of the facilities for different things. And I just saw so much. And one day I walked away from a facility, and I just thought it can be better than this. And that was in 94, 95. And I said, God, if you open the door, I'll walk through it. And God really started changing my heart. He knew how I felt about seniors, that fire. He just put a fire in my heart for these people. And it just all started from there. And it was something I couldn't get away from. It was like a fire, a passion, you know, this drive. So everything just fell right into place, and I started looking for a home or a building. I thought, oh, I'm going to build this nice, great big building, but that's not what God had in mind. And I found this old farmhouse that was built in 1910. And
still standing.
Still standing, strong as ever.
Right.
And we got it. We got it. And I tell you what, God worked miracles.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I think that's great. But for a while, it was for, it wasn't always the William Jennings Bryan Dorn Veterans Home.
No, it was the old home place, which was an assisted living facility for seniors. And we worked with a lot of veterans and their wives, or, you know, lady veterans or male, whatever. But we worked with a lot of older veterans. And over the years, it just evolved where we was working with a lot of male veterans. And so I contacted the Dorn family and asked them if we might could use their name.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2009, that's what we did. We had a opening for the Jennings Bryan Dorn Veterans Home in 2009.
Correct. So so you changed from just being for an assisted living into really just working with veterans. Is
just
that correct?
Just working with veterans, and they are independent living, providing housing for them, shelter.
Correct. Now, is there a large need in our community?
I believe there is. In fact, I know there is because we have five beds. We are five beds, and I have to turn away people every week. I turn away two or three people every week, and I'm talking about veterans. They'll call me and they'll tell me that they are homeless, and we just can't take them off.
So what do you do in that situation? If you can't take them, what do you do?
Well, I call Terry at Kennard Manor, and, you know, Terry and I'll talk about it. Or either I try to contact the Salvation Army or, you know, some
so
other
place. So you try to find
them. Yeah, I try to find alternate shelter. I try to never just send them away without giving them some kind of positive answer. If they've even got a family member that they can stay with maybe that day and let me work on it, try to contact, after working with the county, I have so many contacts, the agencies, that we can work together, that I can say, well, look, let me call social services, or let me call this one or that one, you know, like I said, the Salvation Army or somebody like that, to try to find housing for them. But a lot of times they can, the ones that I've worked with, they'll try to stay with a family member or somebody like that for maybe a day until we can check things out for them.
Now, as far as what the Veterans Home can do for veterans, what are some of the things that you can help them with?
Well, our mission statement, let me tell you that, our mission statement is to prevent homelessness by providing housing for veterans in a home-like atmosphere. We want it. We try to stay away from institutionalization. We don't want that institutional thing. We want it to be home. It's just like if you went somewhere, you want to be at home. So that's what we provide. But we provide shelter. And in that, and I'm talking about, you know, there are three meals, something like that. And the length of stay would vary. So we do that.
You know, somebody could stay there how long, Bobby? Or what is the end goal? What is the end goal when you have a veteran that comes to the veteran's home there?
Each veteran is different.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will share their dreams. Some of them is ready to go, to jump on the next train. You know, let's get back on track with my life. But some of them, they are more reserved.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to share too much. But our end goal is to get them back in the community, get them back functioning, you know, get them a job, get them back on track so they can feel their self-respect and self-worth again.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they lose that, or they get disillusioned, or they lose hope.
Sure.
And they don't want to really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a veteran that was going to come with me today, but when you're at the bottom of the barrel, you just don't always want to talk about. You don't
Absolutely.
Want to share that.
Absolutely.
And we're the same way. If we're going through a bad time, you know, we don't want to share it with everybody. So they're more private, but then as they get stronger, then but the end result is to get them in permanent housing, get them a job, and get them in permanent housing back into the community.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. And yes, we're talking with Bobby Hansen. She is the president of the William Jennings Bryan Dorn Veterans Home. That you might not even know we had a veterans home right here in Greenwood. We're going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors, but don't you go away. We'll be right back. Hey, and give us a call. If you've got a question for Bobby, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller and special guest Bobby Hansen. Live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. We're talking about the William Jennings Bryan Dorn home. How about WJB Dorn Veterans Home right here in Greenwood? That telephone number out there is 227-0074. That's 227-0074. And they are located at 711 Scotch Cross Road East. So that's a beautiful piece of property out there, Bobby.
It is, and we're located, it's rural, and we're conveniently located to the hospital, the doctors. Everything's just conveniently located.
But it gives you that countryside feeling.
It is. It's just peace and solitude. It really is.
It is. Now, you were telling us earlier in the show that you have 5 beds out there, and that's a small facility, isn't it?
It is. It is. 5 beds is very small.
What's the vision for the future, Bobby?
Well, right now we are working, partnering with Piedmont Tech to expand. We are in the process of building individual cottages. It's a one-bedroom cottages for the veterans.
How big a piece of property is that out there?
3 acres.
3 acres. Mm-hmm. Well, so you'll be able to have a one-bedroom cottage. So what would be the eventual goal? How many veterans would you like to be able to help at this facility or have in-house, shall we say?
In-house, what we're looking at is our current facility now. When the veterans come in, then they will start off in our current facility. And as they move up or graduate, then they would go to the cottages. That's what we're looking at. Now, this is not in stone,
sure.
But that's what we're looking at. But we're looking at maybe 15 cottages in total.
Wow. Well, you know, as we bring more of our veterans home from war, I mean, as the president has said, he's going to be bringing these people home. We're going to have more veterans. And, of course, we just had the National Guard come home. And one of the toughest things, I think, particularly with our National Guard, is we have so many of them coming back into the workforce. And yet, because they've been gone for a year, a lot of the jobs that they held, even though we're supposed to hold the jobs, a lot of those jobs have disappeared. That makes it difficult, doesn't it?
That's right. And I think that's where a lot of them gets discouraged and start losing hope, and that's why we're there.
That's why you're there. So if somebody is having a problem, they should contact you?
That's absolutely right.
They can
call me.
And the number to call?
Is 227-0074.
0074. That's 227-0074. Now, it looks like you also have a website.
We do. We are working on our website.
You're working on your website? WJBDornVeteransHome.org. Now, I want to know, how did you get the Williams Jennings Bryan Dorn name attached there? That's pretty impressive right there, Bobby.
It is. Congressman Dorn used to visit our seniors when it was assisted living. He would always visit and talk with them, and he's always been very supportive of our veterans. So I contacted Johnson Dorn, and Johnson, you know, I asked him about it, and he said, you know, that he would talk to the rest of the siblings. So they all got together, and they wrote me a letter and said they would be honored if we would name our facility after Brian Dorn.
That's great. So as you progress on this, you're going to need funds, I guess, to be able to expand.
Oh, we definitely do.
Does the federal government come through? Does the state come through? How does this work, Bobby?
Well,
I mean, up until the debt ceiling is reached on August 2nd, have you been able to get any funds there, or, you know?
I'm going to contact Obama.
You're going to contact President Obama, okay?
I really am. No, I think we're doing all kind of fundraising. Right now, we are doing a barbecue. We are hosting a barbecue because Brian Dorn always loved barbecues. He would love a barbecue, and he invited everybody he knew.
Right.
So we are doing a barbecue, and this is in memory of him. September the 24th, it's Saturday, September 24th, we are hosting a barbecue in memory of William Jennings Bryan Dorn and all of the children and family, as far as I know, is supposed to be there. And September the 6th, it's on Thursday, September 6th, we are doing hosting a golf tournament at Star Fort,
mm-hmm.
a golf tournament at Star Fort on Thursday, October 6th.
Right.
And all of this is to raise funding for our cottages.
Okay.
And it's also not only for our cottages, but it's to help support the veterans as they come in, you know, for the electric bills or all the expenses that go along with housing.
Now, how do you qualify someone as, because I know, you know, as we look at everything, it's difficult to say that this person actually needs this, or you may have somebody that's abusing the system. How do you know?
We always do a background check on them. We always work. I work with the Greenwood Veterans Office to make sure they are veterans, you know, make sure they've got a copy of their DD-214s. And so we check on them. We don't just, you know.
You don't just take somebody's word.
No, we don't just take
Unfortunately,
word.
That's where we are in our lives anymore, aren't we? Everything
that's
has
right.
to be checked and cross-checked. So you're a 501C. If people would like to get involved, what are the type of things that you really need help with? Now, you're talking about the cottages you're building, will be building with Piedmont Tech. What other type of things will you be working with?
Well, like I said, we're building our cottages, and we are 100% tax deductible.
That's right. It says it's a 501C,
yeah,
nonprofit organization.
We are 100% tax deductible, and
who do you work with here in the community? You have community helpers here, people that are working with you in the community to help?
We do. We have New Market Church. We have Our Lady of Lourdes helps us. Callie Seth supports us. Oh, I hate to start naming them.
But you have lots of churches.
Yeah, I have churches. Right. And I also have business organizations, Mike Reeder and Associates. There's just so many. Yes,
that are actually
helping.
There's just
so many helping us. Yeah.
That's great. But do you get federal funding? Do you get state support? Or is this totally volunteer from within
totally
your organization?
It is totally volunteer. We have no federal support or state support whatsoever. We get no federal funding whatsoever or state. So, and the community has really been supportive. They are very supportive of our veterans.
Sure. Well, I mean, that has to be tough, though, to do something like that and have no, what shall we say, as they say, revenue stream coming in. You don't know what you're going to have, really, do you?
No, but the Bible says we walk by faith, and we're doing it.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Okay, all right. So, now, one of the things that would interest me, how many veterans do you think have been through since you've actually started it as the William Jennings Bryan Dorn Veterans Home?
I could safely say that we have assisted, I'd say, between 15 and 20 veterans, and maybe even more. Some of them have spent the night, some of them stayed a week, some of them a few months, but we have assisted them in some way, I'd say, between 15 and 20 veterans.
Wow.
Within, I'd say, you know.
And the need is definitely going to be greater as we go forth.
That's right.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, Andy, let's hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about I want to ask her about maybe some of the veterans that she's helped. Does she ever hear back from them? Do they ever drop you a note? When we come back, we're going to talk about some of this, so don't you go away. We're right here on WLMA, right here in Greenwood at Sharp Fast's Gallery.
Lou Dobbs, Mr. Independent.
Wow. Ann Ellard, I love your show, the I Love Ann Show, which airs from 8 to 10 a.m. each weekday on WLMA Radio in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Well, we have a good time. It's a real positive, upbeat show.
I love it.
Well, then, you will just have to keep listening to the I Love Ann Show weekdays on WLMA 1350 a.m. or WLMA.net.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Bobby Hansen. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're back here with Bobby Hansen. She is the president of the William Jennings Bryan Dorn Veterans Home. There you go. That's quite a mouthful. But they are out at a 7-Eleven Scotch Cross Road East. And if you know a veteran that needs some help or just a good place to sleep for a few days while he's getting his head together or thinking about what he wants to do, give Bobby a call out there. Their number out there is 227-0074. That's 227-0074. So, you know, this is tough times for a lot of people, not just vets, but vets have really special needs, don't they, Bobby?
They really do, Ann. They really do.
And, you know, I think it's great that there is a place right here in Greenwood. This is one of those things that you go, I bet you didn't know that right here in Greenwood there is a veterans home. It is totally void of any state or federal involvement in it. It is to help people get back on their feet. You're very connected to this community, and basically you're connected because you've done so many things within our community that you have a lot of connections to help out.
That's right, and that's what I'm saying. I feel like that whenever Greenwood County hired me back in 84, that God had me in training for this because, you know, the Bible says he knows the ways that we're going to take. He knows our steps, and he had me in training for what we're doing today for our veterans. He knew that, and he knew that we needed these connections.
That's right. She was Emergency Management Agency. That is pretty funny when you look back on it, because now you are dealing in emergency situations with veterans. This is really a crisis center.
It is
really what it is.
It really is.
It's a crisis center. So if you know a veteran that needs some help, don't hesitate to call Bobby, 227-0074. But one of the things that I was interested to know, Bobby, if 15, 20, whatever the number is that you have helped, do you ever hear back from these veterans? Maybe they want to help out. Maybe they want to tell you how they're doing. But do you ever hear back from them?
We do. A few months back, we helped a 20-something-year-old young man, and he had come here from way out of state. But he calls every few weeks or every month or so, and he's, you know, hey, how are you doing? I'm fine. Or I'm going to be stopping by. Can I come by, you know, see what's going on? But yes, we do. And we also just recently helped a young man that he just stayed with us a few days, but he was into golf, and I had contacted Tommy Penley out at Star Fort about a golf tournament. Well, I didn't know very much about golf. But, you know, this young man walked in, and he just walked in. And
He was a veteran.
He was a veteran. That's right. He is a veteran. And he walked in, and he just took over. And he just knew his stuff. But he keeps coming back, and he is doing our golf tournament. He has moved to Columbia, so he stays with us a few days during the week, and he works in Columbia until our golf tournament is over. But, yes, we do have people calling us or stopping by to say thanks. You know, just thanks.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that has to be part of what keeps you going, Bobby.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
It's just knowing that we were there, because it could have been one of my children or my grandchildren. So we try to always be there.
Sure. And, you know, I think there's nothing worse than seeing somebody that you know has so much great potential, but they just can't seem to put one foot in front of the other. They can't seem to find a direction, or the doors are closing. And the other thing we have to consider is when people come home from war, their mind is not family-oriented as much as they might like to be able to fit right back into that family. And not only that, the mother, the wife, has had to take care of the family, and the dynamics of the family have changed.
That's right. And I had a brother who went through that, and I watched him, and we had to step in and really help him with it.
Sure.
So, and I've had uncles who've gone through the same thing. So I've had several in my family that I've watched over the years, so I know exactly, you know, some of what's going on with these family dynamics.
Sure. So this is a godsend that it is here in Greenwood. It is the William Jennings Bryan Dorn Veterans Home right there on East Scotch Cross Road. Now, you do have some needs, though. You do. You were telling me that, you know, people can contribute. It doesn't always have to be writing a check.
That's
there are
right.
things that you could help. You need a van, don't you?
Yes, we do. We need a van to take them maybe to their doctor's appointments or maybe for job interviews or maybe, you know, just getting them out for activities or shopping day or something. You know, they need to get out. So we are in dire need of a van. And we are 100% tax deductible.
That's right. So if somebody has a van, you could certainly, you know, there are organizations that will take your car and give you a donation. Why not give it to an organization, though, that can use it right here? Now, you can do the same thing with a car.
That's right.
I mean, you need a van,
That's
but
right.
cars and that type of thing
That's
can be
right.
donated.
That's right. They could donate cars or boats, trucks, you know, motorbikes, whatever. Yes.
All those things can be donated. So, and then you told me you could really use somebody that could go to work tomorrow.
I do.
I do.
I really do need somebody who can go to work tomorrow. So I hope
as a grant writer.
As a grant writer. As a grant writer.
That's right.
I emphasize that. As a grant writer, and we would like somebody with some experience
sure.
that can come in and just get going.
That's right, because grants would certainly help the organization.
It really would. It would help these veterans a lot.
So if you are a grant writer, if you've had some experience doing that and you'd like to get involved with an organization that helps our veterans, please give Bobby a call after the show, 227-0074. That's 227-0074. I think, you know, there are so many possibilities to find ways to make things come together. This is an excellent program to help our veterans, and it's done out of love.
That's right. And when I came on, that's what I said. It was this passion. It was like a passion or a fire that was birthed in me, and it just burns. I just go on and on and on like the old battery, you know.
The Ever Ready, huh?
Ever Ready, yeah.
All right. Well, you have a golf tournament coming up. You have a barbecue coming up. Any other things on the horizon that you're working on right now?
Yeah, we're going to do our groundbreaking for our cottages in the next few weeks, so hopefully within the next few weeks. So.
And Piedmont Tech is going to be building them?
And Piedmont, we are partnering with Piedmont Tech to do that, and they're a wonderful group of people. They're just wonderful.
Well, I mean, it'll be great. They'll get a lot of experience on building. You'll get little cottages built out there. It'll be a win-win situation. Now, I understand you also, this is just like home, so you have to feed people, too.
We do. We do. Yeah, they get three meals a day.
Yeah. Right. So I guess if anybody had fresh vegetables or any of that kind of stuff, you probably could use some of that, too, couldn't you, Bobby?
Yes, we could.
All right. So there's all kinds of ways to contribute. It's not always about writing that check, although a check is always good, but there are other ways to help in this economy. We need to pull everybody together to help our veterans, because after all, they gave their life so that we could be free here in the United States and right here in Greenwood. We don't want to forget them, and you know, nobody should go hungry.
That's right.
Nobody should be without dignity, and this is one organization that has in the past kind of fallen through, so it's good to see that you're doing this, Bobby.
Well, we're blessed to be here. It's such a blessing to serve these men and women that have given their life for us. I mean, it's an honor when I can feed or give them a meal or give them a safe place to sleep at night. I feel like it's an honor for us to be able to do that.
Sure. Now, how many people actually work with you, Bobby?
We have about, off and on, there's usually about seven around there.
7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's it takes a lot to do this. Did you ever think when you started down this road it was going to be this complicated?
No.
It does get complicated.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Keeping everything straight and everybody going and, you know, doing all this stuff. No, I think sometimes if we knew what was ahead of us, we'd stop. But no, we just take it one day at a time and go on.
There was a show about that, wasn't there? One day at a time. That's true. Well, you're helping our veterans, and you are to be commended for doing that. If you can help out in any way, whether it's a van maybe that you have that's in a decent, good condition that maybe could be used to carry these veterans to jobs or shopping or to doctor's appointments, and if you are a grant writer, maybe you're retired and you'd like to get involved in a good organization and you've been a grant writer in the past, why not you give Bobby a call? That's 227-0074. That's 227-0074. Now, let's just put out there one more time. What are you looking for in the golf tournament? The golf tournament is when?
The golf tournament is October 6th, Thursday, October 6th. We are looking for sponsors. We are looking for our players, but mm-hmm. we are really needing some sponsors right now.
Probably have hole sponsors and all this kind of stuff that just... Now, who exactly is, I mean, how is this being put together? If somebody wants information or wants to help you out on this, what should they do?
Just call me at 227-0074, and we have all the information that they need. But we do need some big supporters for our golf tournament.
Well, October 6th, that's a nice time of the year to be out there playing golf. Now, where's the golf tournament going to be at?
At Starfort.
Starfort?
In 96, Starfort in 96. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be that's a great time. And, of course, when it gets a little closer, we will be talking about signing people up to play in it because everybody likes to play golf.
Yes, they do. Around Greenwood, they really do. And then our barbecue, though, is going to be a week before that. It's mm-hmm. approximately about 6 or 7 days before our golf tournament is going to be our barbecue.
And that's in honor of Williams Jennings Bryan Dorn.
Yes, because that man loved barbecue.
He was a barbecuer extreme, huh?
Yes, he was.
All right. Well, he was a politician, so that kind of goes together, doesn't it?
It does. That's right. We all go together.
Absolutely. Well, Bobby, it's been really nice to have you here today. I certainly hope if you've got questions or if you need to donate or help out with that grant writing or a van, that you'll give Bobby a call, 227-0074. That's 227-0074. It is the William Jennings Bryan Dorn Veterans Home out on Scotch Cross Road. The number, 227-0074. Bobby, thanks for coming out and telling us all about the Veterans Home.
Well, thank you, Ann. I'm delighted.
All right. This is, you know, your favorite radio station, WLMA, right here in Greenwood. We will be posting a podcast of that on WLMA. Hey, and don't forget, if you've got gold, gold is up there again. So come out and see us right here at Sharp Passes Gallery on the 72 Bypass. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.